Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hits on Every Single Six Podcast. I'm your host, Eric, and my co-host is Glennis. How are you, Glennis?
I'm all right.
What a week it was for NFL. We'll recap the games that we picked. We see the Eagles, including the Eagles game. We'll get more into that. That's our team. So that was the biggest game of the weekend. And then there was two upsets on the last two games of this week. Were two upsets. It cost me money. But I didn't want to talk about that part. But yeah, let's start with the matchup on Thursday night, which was closer than I think a lot of people thought it would be. I thought, especially because after what the Seahawks did against the 49ers a week prior, and what the Cowboys did to Washington on Thanksgiving, I don't think anybody saw this coming. The Seahawks covered against the Cowboys, had the lead for most of the, for 90% of that game, until the fourth quarter. So, what were your thoughts on that game if you watched any of it, Clint?
My thoughts was DK destroyed the Dallas secondary by himself. And I want to know,
yes, he did.
Is why did you stop throwing that man the ball in the second half?
Yep.
He destroyed Javon Brand. He made him look like a child. Over mismatch on paper.
Yeah.
And for them to not want to target and keep going after that matchup and exposing it throughout the whole game, it's time for Pete Carroll to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Seahawks blew that game. They should have won that game. But I don't know how the Cowboys won that game after the performance they had in the first half. But A.J. Brown to have a similar game this week, but we'll get to that one later. But, yeah, DK destroyed that defense, kind of exposed the secondary. He did expose that secondary. Look what they are. I thought the Seahawks played good. They came out, proved everybody wrong, but the Cowboys proved once again that they can't. I mean, this is their first win against a barely 500 team, above 500 team. At the time, they were 6-5, so barely over 500 team. But they proved once again they can't really beat a team over 500. Oh, we'll see this Sunday. It's a nice football, but Cowboys are, to me, they're frauds. I'm not just saying that because I hate them, but they are. They're not as great as people think, especially the media thinks they are. So, but the media is always going to be on the Cowboys. They always love the Cowboys for some reason. I will never understand that, but we're Eagles fans, so. But the second game that we picked, the Broncos and Texans. Did you see any of this game? I followed it on my phone.
Yeah, I did not watch. No, I did not.
Yeah, the Texans beat the Broncos 22-17. It's the only bet I won on Sunday. I had the Texans -3. I thought this was a closer game than I thought the Texans were going to win by like 10. But CJ Stroud is becoming a stud in this league. What did he have? Let me see his stats. Hold on. His stats. Weird, 15 for 27, just 274 and one touchdown. Running game didn't do much. Nico Collins had a monster game. 9 catches, 191 yards, and a touchdown. Wow. And that one of the biggest games of the week. Besides DK. Yeah. Yeah, the Broncos have continued to stay in the playoff race. The Broncos are still in it, too. That AFC is tight. Let me look at the standings. Standing, playoffs. Right now, the Texans are one game out from the wild card behind Indianapolis. Denver is right behind Houston at 6-6. You have three teams tied for 6-6. Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Denver. Buffalo had a huge game this week. It was a pissed off Kansas City team. Yikes. Cincinnati has a big game this week, too. Somehow they're still in the race. But, yeah. Let's talk about this Eagle team. I'll let you start first.
No, you can go. Okay. I'll let you start.
Yeah, I'll start. This Eagles game, we started off the first quarter was fine. They got off to a 6-0 start, but they couldn't get in the end zone, which I think kind of cost us because can't score field goals against this team, against this 49ers team, especially when they start to get in the rhythm. And they did in the second quarter. And again, if we had scored one touchdown in that first quarter, it could have been a different game. Because it would have been 10-0 as opposed to either 10 or 14-0 instead of 6-0. And then after that, when San Francisco scored and took the lead, the Eagles couldn't do anything. They couldn't stop them on defense. Chris McCaffrey killed them on the ground game, as he always does with any team. He's the best running back in the league. And then linebackers killed us. Secondary killed us in the second half because Debo had 2 touchdowns. Breakaway touchdown, especially the last one. And then, San Francisco just dominated in every aspect of the game. We got punched in the mouth for the first time this year. I don't remember the last time the Eagles got punched in the mouth like that in the Nick Sirianni era. I don't know. You remember the last time they got punched like that? They got punched in the face.
You got to go back to, I don't know, you have to go back all the way back to either Chip Kelly's extra year. I mean, they got punched like that at Thanksgiving. And then also to the Detroit Lions. It's not the first time you see the Eagles get blown out like that.
The Tampa Bay playoff game is the last time I remember the first year of Nick Sirianni. Might have been the first time, last time they got punched in the face like that.
You can't really
they got dominated in that game,
too. Yeah, but you can't really call that punch in the face as more as like they technically they lucked out getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, yeah, I can't remember the last time they got dominated like that, especially at home in the regular season in the last, 10 years? Or 5 years?
Yeah.
Even with Doug Pierce in there, they didn't get punched in the face like that. At home. I mean, I know they got blown out by the Cowboys 1 year. But that was on the road. I was in Dallas. But yeah. And then Jalen Hurts gets injured. What do you think of him? What do you think of them putting him back in when it was pretty much in hand?
No, stupid.
I was surprised he went back in too. Especially if it was concussion.
It was the only good thing. It came out. It put up fantasy numbers, which I needed.
I didn't need that because I was playing Jalen Hurts, and it kind of cost me the playoffs. But Christian Kirk got injured, so I can't blame that. So, but yeah, that's all I have is that they got punched in the face, and yeah. And that's what we needed. I think we needed that. We needed a wake-up call. So I'll let you take the floor now.
Well, I'll put it this way. If the Eagles played one good quarter of football, and the rest, it was downhill from there. Looks like the defense made a statement. The first 49ers drive, forcing 3-and-outs, but not capitalizing, which I think, I wonder why do you want to run the ball number one at first? They didn't want to run the ball much in that first quarter, let alone to establish a run. They thought they can throw it all over the place. I guess intimidation of the 49ers front, I don't know. But they could have ran the ball more. One thing that did surprise me, even though they got blown out, is Jalen Hurts did not turn the ball over whatsoever.
Yeah, he wasn't the problem on Sunday. Him and A.J. Brown weren't the problem.
Yeah. But, and then after the second quarter, when the second quarter hits, it was like they didn't care.
Yeah. It's like the 49ers just turned on the switch.
Well, the 49ers came in this game knowing they had to prove something from what happened. And you kind of get that this is going to happen. If, hey, they took this game personally. Just after what happened last year.
Yeah. Yep.
And I do believe if we beat up again in the playoffs, it'll be a different game and a different story. Because you're also coming off of your third game in 13 days. 49ers had 10 days off compared to your 7 after you got finished doing a grueling overtime winning against Buffalo the following week. Then you had to play Kansas City.
Yep, Monday night, and then you played Buffalo in the rain, too.
So, and then following, you have a team going against a team that had 10 days rest. And we all knew this is going to be a gauntlet of schedule, and this is like the tail end of it. And you would ask me, were you going to go undefeated this gauntlet of the schedule? I would have said no. I knew they was going to lose a game. Moreover, it had to be either you was either going to be a Cowboys, 49ers, or Buffalo.
I thought it was going to be Buffalo.
No, 49ers is more of a trap game. That was more fuel for the fire, more important to the 49ers than it was to us, if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now the number one seed is still there for it's still a race. It's still a race between the Niners, Lions, and Eagles. And as the broadcast said, the Cowboys, too, but I'm not even going to go there. But what do you think of the head of security getting ejected by the, with that scuffle on the sidelines?
Well, I mean, it's trash talk. Yeah. Now, did Greenwald, now as an NFL player, I don't think even though you should not be getting into a coach's or security, I don't care what it is. You should be a bigger person and walk away from it.
Yeah. Exactly. But that seemed to fuel up the Eagles for a bit, but then they gave up a touchdown on that drive. They scored on that drive, but then they gave up a touchdown and took out the energy from the stadium again. The momentum shifted to the Eagles and then shifted back to the Niners, and then it was just downhill from there. I thought there was a chance after that, after what happened on the sidelines, Eagles could come back, but they went straight down and won again. So just took the energy right out of the stadium completely. But yeah, and I think after all the trash talk San Francisco did, and Eagles did too, San Francisco backed up their shit. I'll say that. They did. But we'll see them. Hopefully we'll see them back in the NFC Championship game in Philly. And let's see if they're going to talk shit then. Until then, good luck the rest of the season. That's all I have to say more.
Yep.
Any more thoughts before we move on to the next football game?
I'm going to move on to that.
Yeah, Chiefs and Packers. The Packers beat the Chiefs, the defending champions. Patrick Mahomes, first time in Lambeau Field. Boy, there were some calls that didn't get called at the end. I thought there was two pass interference calls that should have been called, especially the first one near the goal line. Not the Hail Mary one, but the goal line that would have put them near the goal line. That was the obvious PI in my mind, but the referee soon caught. I thought Kansas City hasn't been playing good all year. I thought this could have been their statement game where on Sunday Night Football, Lambeau Field put the Packers out of their misery. But I didn't realize that what's his name? It's 15-0 in December as the head coach of Green Bay. Matt LaFleur. He's now 15-0. I didn't realize that at home. He was undefeated. He's undefeated at home in December. For good reason. What were your thoughts on this game?
Well, you said about the whole pass interference call. Well, before that pass interference, let's go back to that one play, that so-called roughing the passer, that there was no need to be called because Patrick Mahomes was going down.
Yeah, that was a bad call too. But they gave it to Patrick Mahomes because he's Patrick Mahomes. But I guess they made it up on PI. No. It was a bad referee game, especially in the fourth quarter. There were some bad calls that shouldn't have been called, but Green Bay played good. They played good against Detroit at Thanksgiving. They had 10 days off, and they came back on Sunday Night Football. They beat the defending champions. They played really good. Jordan Love looked good. I'm not saying he's the answer for Green Bay. Could be. He looks like he's a good quarterback. We'll have to see next year. But he looked good. I'll say this. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. I don't know if you agree with that, but he did outplay them. But then again, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have any weapons besides Travis Kelce. Scantley stinks. Rice is still a rookie. And all you have is Travis Kelce, and the others are non-existent. That's why Green Bay got rid of him. What do you think? Kansas City's, well, defense is okay. They've been carrying that team this year. So, yeah, good for Green Bay. They stay in the race. That's 7-6 or whatever. 6-6. Forget where they are. Are they 6-6? What are they? NFC playoff picture. We didn't talk about that one. Green Bay is 6-6. They're number 7 right now. The Rams and Seattle are both 6-6, about right behind them. So as of right now, the standings for each conference is Philly, San Francisco, Detroit, Atlanta, Dallas, Minnesota, and Green Bay. AFC, Miami, Baltimore, KC, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Indy. Any more thoughts? Yeah. Bengals and Jacksonville. What were your thoughts on this game if you watched any? I watched some of it. I fell asleep at the end.
I was impressed with the way how the Bengals played, the game plan with the quarterback. I forgot. Browning played an excellent game.
He did.
If the Bengals can get Joe Nixon into the ball the way he playing like he played before, I think the Bengals will be like a high threat, but not like a playoff contending team. Not a Super Bowl contending team without Joe Burrow, but playoff contender without him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And with that win, they stay in the playoff race, as they alluded to earlier. Both conferences, the races for both conferences for the wild card is tremendous. It's right up there.
Yeah.
I thought Cincinnati, after they were down 7-0, they came down a couple plays, a couple drives later and tied it. Jacksonville scored. And then Cincinnati just wouldn't go away. Jacksonville couldn't put them away. I think losing Christian Kirk hurt them big time, especially me, because I lost my fantasy and missed the playoffs because of it. Yeah. And then Trevor Lawrence getting injured at the end. Probably caused him too because the backup hadn't had any reps until last night. And Cincinnati, even though they had a backup, they still were playing with him the whole entire game. Even though it was his first start, Burrow got injured. Right? No. Got to start. No, it's first time because they had a bye week last week. And they hadn't played in since that Thursday. So, I forgot that. Is that correct? Yeah. They had a bye week last week. Yeah. And then, I thought Browning played really well, as he said. Mixon played great. Chase, he just got the ball and he'll catch it. He's an elite receiver. T. Higgins, same thing. T. Higgins is good. And Cincinnati's defense is kind of underrated. They really stepped up when they needed to. And they stopped Jacksonville from blowing them out. I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought Jacksonville was going to blow them out. Because they had no Joe Burrow, so I thought Jacksonville was going to go in there and try to get ahead of the Kansas City for that third spot. But they didn't. And now Jacksonville has to go to Cleveland and win, which is not an easy thing to do either. So, but yeah, that's all I have for that game. Any other games you want to talk about that we didn't discuss?
No.
Let's go to our power rankings. I'll start with the NFC this week. I'll go 49ers. I'll go Eagles. Cowboys. Packers. And the Falcons win? I forgot they won.
Yeah, they did.
And I'll go Falcons, number 5.
Well, if I have to, I want to put 49ers at 1. I am going with Detroit, number 2. I am going Philly, 3. Dallas 4 and Atlanta 5.
I'll let you start the AFC.
All right, AFC. I'm going Baltimore number 1, Miami number 2. I'm taking Jacksonville at 3. I got Houston number 4 and Denver number 5.
I got Ravens. Ravens number 1. Dolphins 2, Texans 3, four, and Chiefs 5. Yeah. My team of the week will be the Green Bay Packers defeating the defending champions.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Houston Texans.
That was a good win. Continue to prove people wrong. Maybe not proving people wrong anymore because people do believe in them. My MVP of the week, I hate to say it, but I have to be Debo.
You give it Debo, I want to give it Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I would. It was either him or Caffrey. I would have gave it to DK if Seattle had won. You could even make a case for Nico Brown too. So there was a lot of good players this week. Oh, Mike Crowe and give it to a San Francisco 49er. But let's go to our picks. For some reason, there's too many night games this week, which is weird, and especially in the middle of the season like that, but whatever. Steelers, Patriots and Steelers on Thursday Night Football. Whoopie do. I got the Steelers.
Yeah, I'll take the Steelers to win.
Probably the game of the afternoon, Bills and Chiefs. Unfortunately, I'm taking the Chiefs because they're coming off a loss.
Yeah, I don't want to take the Bills away.
I hope they do. I mean, they're more desperate to win. Right now, they're out of the playoffs, right? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we have two Monday night football games, Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday night. I'm taking Eagles, no question.
Yeah, the Eagles should bounce back and win this game.
Yep. The first game on Monday night, Packers and Giants. It's like the Giants. Prime time game this year. I think they get 5 prime time games.
So the last year, because they were the playoff team last year.
Oh yeah, that's true. Give me the Packers. In the blowout.
Yeah, the Packers should easily win this game.
Yep. And then the second, the better of the two, I think, maybe. The Titans and Dolphins. On paper, this could be a good game, but who knows? I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. I'm going with Tennessee.
Okay. I think it's going to be a good game. We need a good game on Monday night. So our records last week were, you went 1-4, I went 1-3, our overall records. 34-23 for you, 35-22 for me. And we basically have same picks besides Bills and Chiefs and then the Titans and Dolphins. Should be interesting. It should be an interesting week, week 14. Yeah, 5 weeks left. 5 weeks left. So, any final thoughts before we head out of here?
Nah.
Do some plugs. This Friday, we're back for the Unscripted Wrestling Show with me and Daniel and Doug. Clemens won't be on this week. We'll be doing TNA 2006 Genesis pay-per-view retrospective. So listen to that at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. LaTalkRadio.com. That's everything Unscripted Podcast. Saturday, I think we'll be back for Unscripted Unlimited. Same Sunday, Stabcast show. Stabcast will be back with Mindy and Daniel, and then me and Clinton will be back next week, either Tuesday or Wednesday. Probably, you can do Wednesday, Clint, because I'm working Tuesday night, so. We'll be back next week. We'll figure it out. But until then, me and Clarence, have a nice week. Everybody, enjoy football on Sunday. Go Eagles.
Later.
One. Rise is young Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the stand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie. We'll be right back.